people talk about coal as being cheap, cheap energy, and it's not cheap at all. There's huge costs, but they're hidden.
That was Jennifer Jansen, a Kentucky native and an activist around the issue of mountaintop removal coal mining. This practice, which has been dubbed strip mining on steroids, is currently leveling the mountain ranges of southern West Virginia and eastern Kentucky. The hidden costs of coal, as Jennifer will explain, include not only the environmental devastation being wreaked on this biologically diverse region, but also the human and cultural costs being paid by the people of Appalachia.
Coal is in a mountain, sort of like icing is in a layer cake, in between large layers of rock. So they'll blast off the very top of the mountain so that they can get a thin seam of coal. So they scrape up the coal and then blast off more of the mountain to get another thin seam of coal and then blast off more of the mountain. Well, everything that was the mountain, including the forests that were on top of it, are just bulldozed into the valley. Then you do the mountain beside it and put what used to be that mountain into the valley. And then you have what's called a valley fill. Two flat stubs of mountains with the valley gone. It goes from being steep mountains and forests to this rough, bouldery, rocky sort of environment where nothing's grown on it.
The practice of mountaintop removal mining has increased drastically in the last few years as the Bush administration has loosened environmental restrictions, making this type of ecocide incredibly lucrative.
With the cleaning process at the processing plants, they're using chemicals to get arsenic and mercury and things like that off of the coal. Well, then, where does that go? There's this sludge, this thick, black sludge full of coal and all these chemicals and everything that was washed off of it. Well, it gets pumped into these huge impoundments that are held back with earthen dams up at the head of a hollow and just left there. There's other ways that this material can be taken care of. It can be dried out and stored as dry material, but it would cost a dollar more per ton to do that, so they sure don't do it. Instead, they're pumping it into these incredibly large sludge impoundments and are even pumping this into underground mines, old abandoned underground mines right by our water table. In Martin County in 2000, a sludge impoundment broke. The sludge burst into underground mines and then burst out two old openings to those mines and covered up miles and miles of streams with this black sludge you could throw a rock onto and it would just float there. And even now, you can dig into the soil in Martin County and still see this black, gooey stuff still there.
And just as the environment is damaged by mountaintop removal mining, residents' health and safety are also forfeited for mining company profits.
So the coal's taken to these processing plants, and you'll have huge, huge mounds of crushed coal sitting there for, you know, the dust and the coal dust to go anywhere it chooses into your school, where, you know, there are people explaining how there's a teacher who gets paid to go in an hour early and wipe down all the desks because there's so much coal dust on them. And there are these, you know, ladies who show me these rags that are just dark, dark gray. You can be living above ground in your community, and it's like you're living in an underground mine. People live in the valleys mostly, sometimes up on mountains, but most folks are in the valleys, and the flooding is increasing and increasing thanks to mountains being flattened, because water always moves off of material quickly once you've gotten rid of the vegetation on it. So now you're getting rid of all the vegetation, you're turning these what were mountains with the plants soaking up in soil, soaking up the water and heading it towards small streams to come down the mountain. That's now just running off these flat, lumpy areas of rubble and coming straight into the valleys. And it's caused loss of life.
In southern West Virginia, the place where I was born, there's something evil happening. There's something evil going on.
When we think of environmental justice issues, we usually think of incinerators placed next to inner-city schools and power plants built in poor neighborhoods of color. But like these classic examples of environmental injustice, the people most affected by mountaintop removal mining are economically poor and politically disenfranchised, yet culturally rich. As the mountains of Appalachia are leveled, the culture of its people is also being threatened.
Most people aren't really sure when you say Appalachia, like what it is. It's not just one monolithic culture or people, but there is a culture there. There is a history and a way of life that some people have that is really, really valuable. Because it's one of the last places where we have the commons. So those mountains that are now being fenced off by the coal companies, those mountains were commons where people gather herbs and nuts and have small plots of land where they farm and where people hunt. People supplemented their income with working in the forest, with gathering these things. That's how people have managed to get by. But it's turned into more than an economic activity, it's also a cultural activity. People's cultures and their heritage, their history and their future is tied up with these mountains. People are having to leave areas where their family has been for generations. You know, their family might have stood in their land and looked at the same outcroppings and the same mountains for, you know, 150 years. They're really indigenous to these mountains and consider it their home. They might be having to leave. It's really a sacrifice zone and a huge secret.
When will they stop this destruction? Oh, when will they ever leave?
And one way that it's sort of been easier historically to hide what's going on in this area is thanks to our hillbilly stereotypes and our, oh, well, people in Appalachia are, you know, poor and ignorant and lazy, and that's why, you know, there's so much poverty. It's not, you know, because the coal industry has been sucking resources out of that area and leaving nothing behind for over 100 years. No, certainly not. It's because people are lazy and ignorant, you know, hillbillies or rednecks. You know, I used to make Kentucky jokes, too, being from Kentucky, till I realized that they really helped keep on marginalizing people's voices there. So it's harder for people to be taken seriously when you have an Appalachian dialect because, you know, the rest of the country and even people there have been told, well, that's ignorant. You know, you don't have to listen to people. You can just laugh if they talk in a certain way or if they're from a certain area rather than really listening to what people are saying there because folks are getting the short end of this capitalist stick.
Although most of us in Southeast Michigan will never see the effects of mountaintop removal mining firsthand, we are directly connected to it. Jennifer Jansen explains.
This energy that's coming from Detroit Edison is being bought from Massey Energy, which is one of the worst companies for mountaintop removal coal mining. So your energy is coming off of our energy. The energy that we use every day is coming off of destroying people's communities, their lives, their futures, destroying jobs in the area that they're from, destroying their heritage and their future when you destroy these mountains.
For more information about mountaintop removal mining and the large organized resistance to it, go to the Ohio Valley Environmental Coalition's webpage at ohvec.org.
So we're also working towards sustainability, not just stop mountaintop removal coal mining, but let's build something sustainable once we do stop it. And let's stop it before everything's gone, before all of southern West Virginia is flat, destroyed, because once these mountains are gone, they're gone forever.
I'm Megan Williamson for Black Box Radio. There ain't no way they-